Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4060.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My grandfather, he was a self-made man. He came over from Italy after World War II and started working for the airlines. And 20 years later, he was the vice president, so kind of had a pretty big influence on me.
What do you aspire to be?
Hopefully a trauma surgeon in pediatrics.
Do you want to do trauma surgery just with pediatrics, or is that an either or?
Like a children's hospital, hopefully.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Pretty easygoing person. I usually tend to think of myself as a nice human being. I mean, try to do right. Don't try to wrong anybody, and, you know.
What makes you smile?
I have two dogs. They usually can make me smile. When I'm hanging out with friends, I'm usually a pretty happy person. Comedies make me smile. Happy things.
What types of things make you happy?
You know, playing around. When I play around with my nieces, I'm pretty happy. So I like kids. Not working. Last bell for class, just happy things.
What types of things make you sad?
Sad movies, you know, friends and family die, that's pretty sad. You know, very sad things make me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I come from a pretty family-oriented world where my mom and dad are really close. My brothers and sisters are really close. Come from a really tight-knit family, so it's kind of made me an easier-going person because I've just come from a background that's take everything as it comes, take it pretty easy. You always have friends and family to back you up, so never really worried about too much. So it makes me a little calmer and easygoing than most people.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I'm pretty calm under pressure, because I have a younger brother and an older sister, and I was usually a mediator, so calm in the face of utter danger, so attribute I usually like to say I have.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Someone who's, you know, trustworthy, knows who their friends are, doesn't lie all the time, is, you know, someone you can trust to keep a secret, drive you to the airport, help you move. People who are generally nice and aren't going to be not nice to you.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I guess I like the fact that I would never take anything too seriously. I usually try to look at everything from a positive point of view, but that can also be a problem sometimes when situation calls for it to be extremely serious, and I'm too busy looking for a lighter side of it, so it kind of can distract me sometimes.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Parents were pretty affectionate and supportive. There was never a time when I felt like my parents weren't at least proud of me for some reason, so I'd kind of like to pass that on, you know, just constant support instead of, you know, I mean, they pushed and everything, but it was never anything too stressful, or, you know, I never felt like if I didn't get something right, I was going to, like, just completely disappoint my parents. I always had support.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Usually, I spend time with, I'll go over to my sister's house, we'll have a barbecue, I'll watch a football game with my brother-in-law, I'll go to a movie with my brother, or I'll sit and talk with my mom about how work's treating her. She'll ask me how school's treating me, so from work, I don't get too much time with my family, but we still talk and try to have fun every once in a while.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was really big into rock climbing when I was a kid, because my dad took me to one of those fake walls where you could rock climb. And so I started climbing, you know, every cliff I could find. So I did a lot of rock climbing when I was little. And then, of course, normal stuff like football, baseball, basketball. I tried a lot of sports.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
1 year, my mom got me this. It was like a fake treasure chest. There wasn't any, of course, treasure in it, but it was the chest itself, because she knew I liked to collect quarters and everything. So she got me the chest so I could put a whole bunch of coins in there, and then my dad filled it with like $100 and gold dollar coins. So that was really cool.
What is your favorite book?
Stephen King's The Stand.
What types of books do you enjoy?
Normally I like, you know, action-adventure, a little action-adventure, and then sometimes I'll read documentary-type books just on history and stuff. So, you know, a mix between those two.
Do you have a favorite literary character?
Tom Sawyer, only because that was the first book I ever read.
What is your favorite word and why?
Totally. I'm not sure, but as soon as I learned that word, I think I was using it all the time, definitely through junior high and elementary school. So now I only use it for like the most extreme situations.
What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
Yeah, the last book I read was It. And my favorite character was Tommy's little brother in it, because he reminded me of my little brother. It was actually really sad.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was Dark Knight Rises, and yeah, I really did like it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Mostly basketball and football, but occasionally I like watching baseball, but only if I'm at the game. Watching it from home kind of gets boring.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Normally for fun, I'll just go to the mall with friends, hang out. And as far as hobbies go, I usually just try to read every once in a while. You know, kind of unwind and stuff.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think as far as creativity goes, the only thing I'm really creative at is just doodles. Other than that, no, I'm not a very creative person.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I get Justin Long a lot, especially ever since he was in that horror movie Jeepers Creepers. People think it's funny to compare me to the guy in that movie.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I guess an achievement I really enjoyed was I made state trainer 1 year, my senior year of high school, for the softball team. I had been there for like 4 years. And because it was my senior year, I was hoping I'd actually not wasted an entire year training a softball team. And then I hadn't known, but the whole team put my name in for consideration for a state trainer position, and I got recognized for that. So it was really awesome.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Oh, probably Winston Churchill, if I had to pick one. He was, as far as history goes, he's one of my favorite people in history. I really admired how he handled the whole war situation and read a lot of books he wrote, so it'd be nice to actually talk to him one-on-one.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I guess the first time I ever drove, I was a lot younger than most people. My dad had me driving on his lap at 7, and then he got out of the car once, and I took the car around the block while he was in the house, and it was awesome. So it was my first experience driving. I really liked it.
Did anything happen?
No, not too bad, except I was speeding a lot.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
At my first job, I had a boss who was sexually harassing a coworker, and I had never seen it before, but people had come up and told me about it. And I was the only male working in an all-female office, so I went up to the boss and I told him that if anything was going on, he should probably stop it. And I was like, I'm coming to you, man to man, all this. And then he fired me. But later I found out that they had reported him, and so he got fired from the firm as well. I got my old job back when they found out, so it was a risk worth taking, I guess.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
String theory really throws me through a loop every once in a while, and every semester I try to attend a lecture on it to see if I can understand a little bit more, and it just keeps confusing me, but it's an interesting theory, I suppose.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were opened to something you were previously blind to? Describe the moment and your percepts about it.
I guess best example would be, I think the one moment I can remember where it was almost funny how the epiphany was. I was in math class, it was like my sophomore, freshman year, and I had never understood y equals mx plus b, the little quadratic formula. And then I'm sitting there trying to think about it, and then I saw the equation written out, and I was like, oh! And so I think I laughed about that for a good hour as soon as I figured it out. And I was like, I can't believe I had never seen that before.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Flying. I don't know why. I've always liked... Most people hate going to the airport, getting on a plane, going somewhere. I really like it, so it doesn't even matter where I'm flying to. As long as I'm in the act of traveling and flying, just love to be doing that.
Where would you like to be the most?
I went to Mexico one time, and I really loved it. First time I ever really saw a beach that wasn't the Mediterranean. And so, right, you know, just on a little scrap of tropical beach is probably the only place I would really want to go right now.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
A waitress on a beach in Mexico.
Is she bringing you anything in particular?
Yeah, Bahama Mama.
What is your approach to life?
I try to take life as it comes to me. You know, there's no point in taking life too seriously. I mean, going with the whole Ferris Bueller quote here, you know, let life pass by, you're never gonna see what's around you, that kind of thing. I mean, just kind of try to take life as it is, not be too serious and all that. I mean, you know, how most people should take it. I don't try to get extremely stressed out over the smallest details. That doesn't always work, but I try to follow that philosophy.
What was the most difficult time in your life?
Right after high school, I'd had a scholarship for a biomedical. I had a biomedical scholarship. When they canceled the program, it was too late to apply to other colleges, so I was trying to figure out where I would go, and then I ended up going to community college. But there was a good week there where I was pulling my hair out and developing several ulcers, most likely.
How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Well, I was so set on going to just one college, and I had my, you know, had tunnel vision, I guess you could say, and I was like, I could see no other alternative except get my scholarship, go to college, get my degree in biomedicine. And it changed in a way that I was like, you know, I can do really whatever I want. I'm 18 at the time. There's nothing I can't do. I've got plenty of time to do whatever I want. I don't really have to stick to one particular path. I can do whatever I want. So it was really nice, I guess you could say.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I guess first time I got a job, that was my most rewarding experience, because the interview was awful. My resume was, I didn't know at the time, I dropped it in water because it was raining that day. So by the time he got it, it was a template, so I'd written in ink all over the resume, fill in my information. Resume was a mess. Everything was messed up. I mean, had a bad speech impediment. My leg was tripping so, you know, moving so bad, I'm like knocking against his desk. And I honestly didn't think he'd call me back. Called me back like 3 hours later, told me I had the job, so it was really nice.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Monopoly, but only because I was the banker every time and I could really cheat.
I was going to say, you probably cheated.
Yeah, I cheated so bad. There's no reason, you know, my parents couldn't beat a 7-year-old child at Monopoly. I, of course, was cheating.
Who was your favorite actor?
Sean Connery. I mean, grew up on James Bond, the originals.
Sean Connery is James Bond.
Gotta love Sean Connery.
You don't like any of the other James Bonds?
Oh, no, they're fine, but Sean Connery is the best.
Okay.
And if you want, the record can state, I don't like Roger Moore's James Bond. I hated him. All bad movies.
What is your favorite dinner?
My mom used to cook what my dad called a poor man's meal. It was potato, eggs, and hot dogs. She just diced up potatoes, scrambled eggs, and diced up hot dogs, threw it all in one pan together, and it's the most delicious meal ever. It's amazing.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Pray it's not the morning, think about going back to sleep, and hope to God maybe I missed the New Year daylight savings time hour and I got an extra hour to sleep.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I really wish I could time travel. That would be awesome, but I've had to come to grips with the fact I'm pretty sure I can't. I'm still working on it, but nothing so far.
You're majoring in biology. When did you first become interested in this field?
Freshman year of high school, I was wrapping up some guy's leg because I became a trainer. I needed the athletic credit. And he had this cut on his foot, and I'm wrapping it up. And I kind of got interested. I started talking to the head trainers there, and, you know, I had a biology class course that year, and so just everything kind of, you know, came together perfectly, and I figured that's something I wanted to do.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I'm probably going to go Navy as an officer, and then when I get out, use the GI Bill to pay for graduate school.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Well, besides a doctor, I'm pretty sure I'd really, really like to be a secret agent, but I understand that it's pretty far-fetched, so I'll stick with doctor.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, travel, anything like that?
Well, I guess 10 years from now, I can see myself having a family. I'd like to be working at a hospital, have a good job, no debt. You know, just nice house in the suburbs kind of sounds pretty nice. So,
tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I guess taking someone out to a place they've never been before, trying to surprise them, nice dinner and a walk down, you know, there's no beaches nearly anywhere around here, so I guess just dinner and maybe bungee jumping. Do something really crazy and exciting.
An adrenaline rush, then?
Yeah, an adrenaline rush. It'd be perfect.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone who hopefully has a sense of humor, because things can get pretty rocky if you don't. Someone who's nice, cute. Someone who's not, you know, always stressed out by everything. Just an easygoing person. Someone kind of like me, but not exactly, because that drive me crazy.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Get them a present when they're not expecting it. Learn that if you come home with a present and it's completely out of the blue, there's absolutely, you know, no rhyme or reason for it, but you just got it because you were thinking of them, it kind of seems like it'd be a nice thing to do.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I have friends, the family, who can't get pregnant, and they're two of the nicest people I've ever known, and if anybody deserves to have kids, they do. And I figured there's probably more people out there like them, so I wanted to participate and see what I could contribute, do my little part.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
To the recipients, I suppose, if it's a boy and you could make his middle name Skywalker, that would be amazing. And if it's a girl, a middle name Zelda would be nice. I'm not going to ask for a first or last name. I can see it's a little impossible. And to the offspring, if your parents did go ahead and name you Skywalker or Zelda, I'm extremely sorry. I didn't think they'd take it seriously.
That was the audio for donor 4060.